First, though...
Jack and News. Trending now. Trending now.
Still a couple of highways causing trouble. The N3 is now the worst of it. There's a crash on the R24 getting into the N12. There's a crash trying to get out of that side. And there's a crash at about London Road. So everything getting south from Modderfontein, north from Van Buren and through Galilee's both directions. Between there and the airport, a mess.
In Midrand, investigators are still on the scene where a 35-year-old man has been arrested for being in possession of accumulatively 10 million videos and photos of child pornography.
35-year-old man, who is a South African national, was also found with different number plates in one of his cars. Detectives are still busy processing the scene. Cliff Shiko, Jacaranda FM News in Midrand.
And the Joburg City Council has approved Tsepo Makola as acting city manager. Makola, the Metro's chief operations officer, was informally appointed by Mayor Dada Morero in December. This now after the Joburg High Court ruled that Floyd Brink's 2023 appointment was unlawful. Makola will serve in the role for the next 3 months while the city begins its recruitment process. I'm Marlene Fischer. More news at 5.
We start off with some rugby news. The Stormers have wrapped a few stars in cotton wool for their final Champions Cup group match against Racing 92. It's happening in Paris tomorrow. It's a bit of a late kickoff, 10 p.m. SA time, but they still put out a team that can compete for victory. Bok Loose Forward Evan Roos and tight head Nietling Fischer, as well as hooker Joseph Dweba, should add some grunt to a pack that was announced by the Cape side earlier today. And a hot-headed Novak Djokovic sent an Australian Open warning to Carlos Alcaraz as well as Alexander Zverev in the last 16 earlier today. But Naomi Osaka's bid for a third Melbourne crown is over with injury. The former world number one needed treatment on her stomach in the first set against Belinda Bencic and called it quits after losing the opening tiebreak. Mamelodi Sundowns will be looking to end their CAF Champions League Group B campaign with a victory over AS FAR Rabat at Loftus-Versfeld on Sunday. Masandawana got their Group B campaign back on track when they secured a 2-1 victory over AS Maniema. That was on the 11th of January. And prior to that, Raja Casablanca ended their seven-match unbeaten run across all competitions. And Skukuna United will look to capitalize on the absence of Nasruddin Nabi from the dugout when they lock horns with Kaizer Chiefs at the Moses Mabhida Stadium tomorrow. Nasruddin Nabi starts his two-match touchline ban after this weekend when he was sent off against the Golden Arrows. And following 12 stages of racing at this year's Dakar Rally, Toyota Gazoo's Racing's Henk Latakhan and Brett Cummings have finished second in the overall standings behind overall winners Yazid Al-Raji and Timo Gottschalk. That's all the sport I have for you for now. Joe Mann, Jacaranda FM Sport.
The Drive with Robin Roz. Weekdays, 4 to 7, Jacaranda FM.
For a while there it was rough, but lately I've been doing better than the last four cold Decembers I recall. And I see my family every month. I found a girl my parents love. She'll come and stay the night, and I think I might have it all. And I thank God every day for the girl he sent my way. But I know the things he gives me, he can take away. And I hold you every night, and that's a feeling I wanna get used to. But there's no man as terrified as the man who stands to lose you. Oh, I hope I don't lose you. Please.